promise you this, I'll never say goodbye, yeah. But at times like this.
And that is Phobe Fully with a track called Sleep Tight. And he is joining me in the studio. So good morning.
Good morning.
And this is the very first radio interview.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So it'll be one to look back on.
Definitely, definitely.
Tell us first of all about that track, Sleep Tight.
That was actually a funeral song, believe it or not. I wrote it for my gran passed away, sadly, this year. And I wanted to do something for her as a nice little send-off. So I wanted to do something called Fentanyl that I hadn't been done. So I wrote the song and then, I performed it at a funeral.
Oh, wow. And did you manage to do it okay?
Yeah. I managed to hold it together, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to do, very hard to do that. Now, you are from Brentwood.
Yes, I am, yeah.
So it's great to have a Brentwood lad in the studio and your lovely ladies here as well. You can say hello in the background if you like.
Hello!
With your name, it is spelt F-O-E-B-T.
Yes.
So I've been calling you Phobet. And your name is?
Phobe.
Phobe. Yeah. So what is an acronym? What does it stand for?
It stands for F-O-E-B-T. The T is actually pronounced, it's a silent T. So F-O-E-B-T, it's like fatherhood over everything, Bobby Trey. I felt like that was the name that was going to be the one closest to my heart, you know. My children are like 6 and 8, they're kind of old now. Devoting my life to them. So like it started off fatherhood over everything, and then obviously I put Bobby and Trey, and I thought to myself, you know what, let me just create a name out of it. So then it became my name, and then Fully became at the end of it, and then it's gone from there. So because I was thinking to get back into music, and then obviously I said to my son that he's got to chase his dreams and etc., and then he said, do you chase your dreams? And I said, yeah, and then he goes, well, what's your passions? And then my son was 7 years old when I said this to him. So then he said, well, what's your passions and your dreams? And then obviously I said music. And then he said to me, oh, you've only got 1 or 2 videos on YouTube.
No.
And I was like,
he's your manager.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, I said, bro, how's he going to stick it on me? Like, a seven-year-old sticking it on me. So I was like, I'm going to hold you to that. I said, there's some big changes coming.
Did you do music before they were born? Or did you come from a musical family or anything like that?
Not necessarily. I did used to do music when I was younger, but then obviously when I started to take it seriously again under a different name, that's when I had my first son. And then obviously then I started working more. Then obviously I got full custody of my son, so then music kind of just got put to the back of my mind kind of thing. So then I tried to focus on being a good parent rather than focus on my own passions and my own dreams. But then after my son said that to me, I thought, you know what, I'm going to show you.
Whenever I talk to independent artists in this studio, it is a lot of work goes into releasing music, and it's about promotion. I mean, because your first song came out this year, wasn't it, Fatherhood? It
came out on digital platforms last year, on Father's Day.
Was it the video that came out this year?
Yeah, the video came out this year, yeah.
So tell us about the work that goes into, and the cost as well, because it's an expensive business to produce music.
Definitely is. Go on beat platforms, beats pages. Obviously, you've got to find the instrumentals. Then you've got to lease those. Then obviously, you've got to write the lyrics to the songs and whatnot. Put in a lot of practice. Then you've got to make sure your lyrics are going to match up to a potential video dialogue. And then you go studio, put the track down. Then you get it mixed and mastered. Then you contact the director. Then you've got to sort out a dialogue with him and whatnot. And then each part of these process costs money. Yeah. And then once you've got the finished project, then you put it onto a platform, which then again costs more money for an independent artist. Yeah, man, it does.
Yeah. It's like being in a library, like an old-fashioned library, and unless you've got a signpost to where your book is, you've got no chance of finding it.
Exactly.
And every time you have a sign made, it costs another lot of money. So it is expensive. But do you like having that, you have control over what you do? So the video that you want to produce and the sounds you want to produce, it is down to you.
I think the one good thing about it is, like, when I tell my friends and my colleagues and stuff like this, like, how much, like, my last video, how much does that cost? They're like, oh, my God, you're crazy. Like, how can you be spending all of that and you're not getting nothing back from it? But then when I say to them about, oh, yeah, but you spend X amount on playing golf, or you spent X amount on going to the gym, or you, I said, you enjoy doing those things. I said, that's like your passion. You're passionate about doing those things, and you feel like you're getting a better quality of life from doing your hobbies. I said, that's my hobby. I mean, that. So it, in my head, I'm not thinking, oh, it's expensive. Even if the music videos, the music never went anywhere, I just enjoy putting a project together and then completing it, you know?
And you must check out his videos because they're very good. They're really quality. They're quality ones. And it's a shame sometimes because people have got great songs and then you see the video and you're like, oh, no. But yours are very good. I was like, blimey, they're expensive. That's what it is. It's like a designer video, all of them. I've had a look. Who are your musical kind of inspirations? Who do you take inspiration from?
I don't know. It's a tricky one. Because majority of the artists in the industry today, that like me, I try and be inspired from like life events. I try to write like meaningful music, like music more that people can relate to. You know how people say that when you're in a good mood, you hear the beat, but then when you're in not so much of a good mood, you kind of listen to the lyrics. Like, I've been through like quite a bit of stuff throughout my life, and like writing music was my way of kind of expressing certain feelings. So then I know like there's certain areas of my life that people can relate to, and they really don't know how to express their feelings, or they feel like they're alone in certain situations, you know? So like, yeah, I use music to kind of use music as my therapy, but then I can use it as someone else's therapy also. And that's obviously what Facing Demons is about, you know?
I was going to say, when you get your beat and then you sit at home, do you sometimes have lyrics already written, or are you sort of waking up in the middle of the night going, oh, I've got this lyric just come into my head, I've got to write it down, or does it work differently every time?
It works different every time. Like, I could be at work, yeah, and then like, say I'm listening to a beat at lunchtime or something, and then I think of a lyric, yeah, that would go well with that song. Straight in my iPhone notes, boom, straight in my notepad. And literally, it can be like that, because sometimes you think of a lyric, and then next thing you know, if you don't write it down, as soon as you think of it, you'll start trying to think of it later on in the day when you can write it down, and it's completely gone.
Yeah. So do you carry a book, or you just got it on your phone? Your phone's all the time, is it?
I've got so many different unfinished projects on my phone to different beats. It's crazy.
Who would you like to work with? Is there anybody in the UK or America, or anyone you'd like to, producers or other artists?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot of artists out there. I think my kids want me to do a track with RD. Is funny, yeah, because I say to my sons, who's your favourite rapper? And then they tell me, oh yeah, you're my favourite rapper, Dan. Yeah, I like all your songs. I said, you don't play my songs though. And then they say, well, RD's my favourite, but I think you're really, really good. And then I told my sons, I said, you watch. I said, carry on. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I'm going to do a song with him one day, yeah, and then you're going to think I'm just as good. And then it gets them gas. So anything based around my children, yeah, that's what keeps me driven, you know?
Yeah. Mm. And is it different styles? I mean, I've spoken to Jay Cass, who's up in Sheffield, and is there different kind of styles of rap depending on whereabouts you are in the country? Is it like a different kind of vibe to it, or is it because, you know, there's like a difference between sort of UK and America. There is a difference in style. Is that the same in different areas?
I wouldn't necessarily say areas. I think like you can write what you want to write. You can write a genre. Like, I could write about, say the industry is talking about a lot of knife crime, a lot of violence, then you can put yourself in a state of mind where you could write about that. Or you could write about, like, it's I don't know, it's just what your lyrical ability is, your musical talent. If you can write about anything. If you're versatile, you can write any different type of music. I could write songs about gang-related stuff. But I don't necessarily like to do that, because I feel like it promotes a negative message, you know? Because a lot of the people nowadays are influenced by the music they're listening to. People don't like to blame it on the music, but it does have a big influence on the way people carry themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I try to write a positive message in my music, but then, obviously, I can flip it as well and then write a club song, or then write a song that's going to bring you out of a bad day or help you with something. Like, I like to just be very versatile, you know?
How many releases have you had so far? Because we talked about Fatherhood being the first one, which was last year. The video was this year. So how many have you got under your belt so far?
So since then, I've tried to... Like, I was working on an EP, but then I've done songs before. So like, I'm thinking, I wanted to go a step. I wanted to level up. So I knew it was going to cost me more. So then I tried to focus on just releasing videos. So since then, I've released Feeling the Same. That was a freestyle video. Then I released Sunshine. And then I've got all of them three videos I've released onto, it's my, because I emailed LinkUp TV and I emailed GRM Daily at the same time. So then I thought to myself, whoever gets back to me first, that's the platform I'm going to go on.
Yeah.
And then obviously with GRM being a bigger platform, LinkUp got back to me first. So then them first three releases I put onto LinkUp TV. But then, say 3-4 weeks later, I got a response from GRM. So I replaced one of the videos I was going to put on LinkUp to save one to put on GRM. So yeah, that's in the pipeline as well. So that will be released soon as well.
I would have thought you'd have been snapped up by now by a label already. No. It's going to happen.
Just,
you know that, don't you? It's going to happen pretty quick.
The way I see it, yeah, it's just consistency.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The harder you work, the luckier you become. You know?
Yes, yeah.
If don't focus on just that one hit. You could write 10 songs and they could be absolute bangers and they get absolutely nowhere. Mm. And then you could be disheartened from it and think like, oh, you know what? What's the point? I'm going to stop. But then that 11th song you write could absolutely explode. You know what I mean?
Mm. I feel like he's giving me advice now. Do you? There's always lots of musicians that listen to this show and I know they're probably going, yeah, that's right, you're right.
It's just about consistency.
Tell us, we're going to play Fatherhood at the end of the interview. So what is coming up for you next? What are the next sort of things? Are you releasing anything before Christmas?
Yeah, I'm releasing it. It's mad. What I did, I went on to my social medias and I wanted to do something different. It's like, obviously, Facing Demons was inspired by a friend's death. So, like, I know sometimes it's a struggle for people to go through certain things and feel like they're on their own. So the name of the song is basically... So I felt like if I face my demons publicly, it will give people the strength to face theirs in private. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, I did that song. But then I thought, I need to do something different. So what I did, I went onto my social media and I asked people to give me their stories about lost people they've lost in life and whatnot. And then I got so many stories. I was thinking, I can't put all of these into a song. A song with about 5 verses. So I've had to abbreviate all the songs. So then I've managed to get that one mixed and mastered and that song done. So I'll probably be releasing that this year. And now I'm thinking to release the songs that I do have, because obviously I was working on an EP, but then I wrote too many songs and I went to the studio and done something. Now I've got about 9 songs and I've only released about 3 of them. Yeah. So like, instead of releasing the songs under videos, I'll be releasing them as smaller EPs, so then I'll have about 2 or 3 to release. So hopefully 2 of them will be released before Christmas, and then going into next year I can work on a few more projects.
Are you going to be doing any live? Because now we've come out of COVID, it's like musicians just want to get up on the stage and start doing some dates around London, around Essex.
Yeah, I've been speaking to a few events teams and like a few management teams and whatnot. They've got artists under labels and whatnot, but to get into those, you've got to kind of show you've got a good energy. So you've got to go to these open mic nights, you've got to go to these little events, like gigs and whatnot, to kind of show your song, but then show a bit of your personality, see what your energy's like. So yeah, I've got a few good few little things in the pipeline coming up. So I don't want people on my social medias to just see me releasing videos. I need to kind of explore a few other avenues as well.
Yeah. Well, people want to... The thing is now with social media, people just want to see the person they want to support. They want to find out, you know, what you've had for breakfast. They want to know about your personal life. It's like you have to give everything over, don't you? That's what
exactly.
Social media is about.
And then people just start talking about it. And then next thing you know, you're getting more followers for doing the most random stuff.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to follow you on your socials, what are they?
Have a guess.
Vogue Fully.
But yeah, it's the most.
Fobt. Use the T at the end.
It's the most unique name. Yeah, like any time you know when you make a username for something.
Yeah.
As soon as I put Vogue Fully, nobody is.
That's a good thing.
That's all my social medias. They're all the same thing.
Yeah. So you're on Spotify. You're on Instagram. Mm-hmm. TikTok.
Are you into TikTok?
Love TikTok. I'm a bit old, but I love it. I sit there for literally at night. I'm like just going through the videos, and my eyes are all blurring up. So I love. I just think it's a good place as well, isn't it, for hearing new music? I get loads of new music from TikTok. That's what you need in the little bit in the background. So the track that's coming up next, which we're going to end the interview on, and you can find Phobefully, as he said, that's his name. You'll find him everywhere. But it's spelled Phoebtfully. Correct. Yes, thank you. The track we're going to play now is called Fatherhood. What's wrong? He's whispering. What is it? You can tell me. It's all right. I'll cut this bit out. We're going out live, but don't worry. What? He's looking at his list. What have we missed off? What have we missed? What was it?
Nice. When you said upcoming projects, I was thinking about it. I want to do a lot of youth work. I'm using my music to get into youth work so I can inspire youth to take a different path, to listen to the music they listen to, but then not be influenced by it.
Yep.
Whereas I feel like I can influence them in a way where I've been through certain things throughout my childhood and my adolescence where I took a lot of wrong paths in life.
Mm.
So I know how easy it is to just become a victim to your circumstances instead of a product to your choices.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to use music.
That is a good lyric, that is. I might write that one down, actually. Is that in one of your songs?
No.
Right.
I'm a man of many quotes.
You are, wow.
I started my own accessories brand called 21 Up.
Yeah.
And I feel that I'll be, once it gets up and running properly, I'll be donating at least 50% of the profits into a lot of youth charities. I want to do a lot of work with youth charities. I want to be going into schools and using music to kind of connect to, I don't know, say 11 to 90 year olds. I feel that's the age gap. That's the age limit where I could influence the most. You know. So yeah, with my 21 Up brand, I feel like, yes, it's all gonna take off. It's just
I've got a feeling it is. Yeah, yeah.
It's the right energy. When you have the right energy towards something, and you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, like they can't keep you down forever. You know.
No. Yeah, I think I've just met somebody famous. There we go, in there straight away. I'll forever be the first in interviews, so I'll be made up. Now we're going to end on the track, which is called Fatherhood. So give us a little background on this track.
Well, it's the first professional track that I've released. Like, I've done tracks in the past, but like you could never release them and get streams for them because you're just finding a beat on YouTube.
Mm.
So then when I thought, you know what, I'm going to try and take this seriously now. Yeah, I bought the beat off BeatStars, then I made the song, released it, done a video, and I thought, you know what? I said to my kids, I said, yo, listen, yeah, we're going to do a video, yeah, I'm going to have you, man, in a music video, and it's going to be sick. And they were so excited. I thought, you know what? Using something I'm passionate about to get them so excited and so happy, I thought, this is win-win, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm having fun with them, I'm doing what I love doing. I thought, happy days. So then I thought, the first song I'm going to get into the industry with was Fatherhood, because that's what I feel I'm the most devoted to.
Yeah. If you're wondering what that noise is, I've left the window open and there's a crow outside. Shut up. So here we go. This is a track called Fatherhood. You will find Phobefully across social media. Just check him out there. All his videos are up online as well. And this song, you'll find all the tracks on Spotify. It's been lovely to chat to you for your first interview. See, I told you it weren't going to be that painful. It's all right, wasn't it?
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. Hopefully we'll see you in the come into the studio and do something live next time.
Definitely. I'll be well up for that next year.
That's good. Excellent. Right, here we go. This is Phobefully and this is Fatherhood.
Daddy, what does Phobefully stand for?
Come on. You know what it stands for, man. Fatherhood over everything, Bobby Trey.
See? Told ya.
Hey, you, man. Hey, can we show them how we roll, innit?
I do rap. Scar, I love my G's that I don't do trap.
Never.
You will never see me trapped in, I'm never trapped in. I swear it's all legit, P, that I've really been stacking. Bobby don't see as much, yo, that's a man thing. Daddy got your back, so that can't be a bad thing. You got a friend.